A blast of points soon after half time was crucial in Lestrae winning the 2025 O'Sullivan Cup final with a 10-point win over Glenflesk, with their full forward line of Carl and Padraig O'Donoghue and James Clifford doing a lot of the damage. Clifford gave the Lestrae the lead with a first minute point. Glenflesk responded well with 2 points from Jeff O'Donoghue and one from Tommy Bowler. Another O'Donoghue score, this time a 2-pointer, put Glenflesk 6-3 up after 17 minutes. Lestrae were looking dangerous when they attacked off, and their first goal arrived from the marauding wing-back Ryan Carey. His run wasn't tracked by any Glenflesk man, and he passed the ball to the corner of the net. Within a couple of minutes, Glenflesk had got a goal of their own. Darrow O'Connor finishing off a well-worked move with a fine left-foot shot. Kenny O'Sullivan added in a great point soon after. Lestrae, though, struck back again, opening up the Glenflesk defence for Clifford to find the net. Glenflesk with a 1-8-2-4 half-time lead. Not a great one considering how much possession they had. Too early, Lestrae scores to start the second half from Carl O'Donoghue put them back in front. Glenflesk replied with two of their own, Caelum Cronin with the second one as they went back ahead. It was from here that Lestrae took over. A blast of 2-pointers from Padraig O'Donoghue and Aaron O'Shea set them on a run of 11 points without reply as they completely dominated possession. Down the other end, a fine save from Tom O'Dowd denied O'Donoghue a goal. Killian O'Sullivan eventually found the net with a low shot, but another 2-point free from O'Shea saw Lestrae winners of this cup for the first time since 2008. A deserved victory with man of the match Ryan Carey outstanding, Captain O'Shea leading well, and the aforementioned full forward line in great form. Following on from the Father Galvin Cup win a fortnight ago, a great end of the year for Lestrae. For Glenflesk, they weren't able to push on after going back ahead in the second half and had no answer for the Lestrae onslaught on the day. Thanks for listening and good luck.